It's a bit loud. Our plan today, obviously people will hopefully be gathering over a while, but we're going to start off with just four very well-known carols that if you want to listen, you can listen, join in, the words will be on the screen, but just pray that the words of these familiar, well-loved carols will really point us to the true story of the Nativity. And as I say, this is people will be coming in. People are still free to get tea and coffee. But we're going to start with a lovely carol, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Now we're going to carry on with the bells of Christmas, ding dong merrily on high, and that lovely chorus, Gloria, when you can imagine all the angels around and praising the Lord. So, ding dong merrily on high.
Merrily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing, ding dong, verily the sky is riven with angels singing. So here below, below, let steeple bells be swungen, and I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, by priest and people sungen.
Oh, that got us going, didn't it? Imagine all the bells. We haven't got a steeple, but I'm sure we rang the bells with our singing. We're going to continue with Good Christian Men Rejoice.
Rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this.
Oh, it's short and sweet, that one, wasn't it? The final one in this informal carols, before we sort of really begin our service properly, is the first Noel, the angels did say. We'll be hearing a lot about the angels today, so let's remember them coming to those shepherds. Lovely to open, all singing of one accord, and lovely way to open our service. So once again, a very warm welcome to our carol praise service, and particularly to any visitors joining us. We hope and pray that singing and listening to the well-loved carols and scriptures will really refocus us on that wonderful truth of the Nativity story. Following the service, we're going to be sharing Christmas refreshments here in the church together, and hopefully you'll all be able to stay and enjoy fellowship together. Just to remind you, on Christmas Day, we will be meeting here again together for worship at 10:30 a.m., led by Pastor Ray. And the following Sunday, Richard will be leading us in worship. Some happy news received this week. Josh Kane, our Baptist Regional Minister, and his wife Rachel have just welcomed their new baby daughter, River Ariella. Doesn't she look gorgeous? That must have been literally taken the day she was born. But it's been not a straightforward pregnancy, so it's lovely that she's been born well and mum and baby are doing well. Also, just to continue to pray for Barb. Obviously, as I put the message round on the WhatsApp, I know a lot of you have been praying for her. That was just an appointment. It's another step in the process of whether she can finally get this hip operation, this one with the vascular surgeon. But he was relatively happy with her. So it's another step, but she still needs a lot of prayer as to whether she can finally, the orthopaedic surgeon, the vascular, and the anaesthetist have all got to agree she's well enough to actually undergo this. But she really appreciates everyone's prayer. So that's good. So I'm going to hand over to Ray now. Where is he over there?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our carol service. Looks a bit different today, doesn't it? A little bit more casual, which is all very nice. Welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are a couple of thank yous that I'd like to begin with. And that is a big thank you to all that have been and these Sundays leading up to Advent, whether it be drama or singing or reading or praying. But a special thank you to Penny, who's put together all the music and put together the order of services leading up to this particular morning. So thank you, Penny, and for Jill as well, and for all those folk that laid out the tables today. But a big thank you, Penny, for all the your help in putting together all the music. I've got a Christmas card here, and it's from Judith. Most of you know Judith. And she asked me to read it out this morning. So it's got to Pastor Ray and Jill and all the lovely members. That's you. You're all lovely. And all the lovely members at Underhill Baptist Church. Every blessing this Christmas. Thank you for making me feel so welcome in your Christian community. I am very sorry not to be able to join in your carol service. God bless you all, Judith. So that's an encouragement, isn't it, to all that people come to the fellowship and they feel welcomed and they feel that they belong. So we thank God for that. But we're going to continue to worship now in sung worship, and we invite us all to come and worship as we sing Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Leave our contemplation.
brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come, come, come and worship Christ the newborn King. Come, come, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear, suddenly the Lord descending, the temple shall appear. Come, come, come and worship, worship the newborn King. Come, come, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, Advent God, we worship you, the God who comes. You are not remote from the world you have made, but each day you come to us, blessing us with your presence. You came in creation itself as your spirit moved over the waters of chaos. You came in Jesus Christ, made flesh in our world of weakness and need. You came in power to raise him from death, a mighty promise for all creation. And Lord, each day you come by your Spirit, gently and powerfully working in the lives of men and women. At the end of time, you will come in power and righteousness, in mercy and in redeeming love. Lord, grant us the grace to welcome your coming. Inflame our love to yearn for your presence. As a church, enlarge our vision to recognize your coming day by day. We ask this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. At Christmas, the greatest gift that we can give to anyone is love. And now we're going to watch a video, The Christ in Christmas Time, by Jonathan Vieira. Jonathan Vieira and the Christ in Christmas time. We come now to light our fourth Advent candle, and it's a candle of love. And I haven't designated anyone to do it, so Jill, would you mind coming to... You know what to do, Jill, do you? As I say, it's the lighting of the fourth Advent candle, the candle of love, and of course on Christmas Day we'll be lighting the Christ candle. Thank you, Jill. Now we're going to watch the video, Channels of Love.
Advent journey continues, and another flame is kindled, the candle of love, a fragment of light that declares a truth beyond measure. God's love has come to us in all its lavish fullness, the giving of God's very self. Life embraced and then laid down that life might be ours for eternity. And though we faithfully display this profound and familiar symbol, we're not content with sign alone. but acknowledge our call to make this love known. We act, we speak, we give, we share, not simply to accomplish noble ends, but because God has first loved us and calls us to love others in His name. We offer ourselves in service of friend or stranger, in faithful hope that in our endeavours this world might catch again a glimpse of God's enduring, endless love.
And now we sing together, Shine Candle Flame, to the tune of Here Is Love, Vast as the Ocean. So we'll sing together. Sister Sally is going to come and share with us this morning in our prayers of intercession. Thank you, Sally.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather in the spirit of Christmas, we come before you with humble hearts, filled with gratitude for the gift of your Son. Jesus Christ, we lift up Underhill Baptist Church to you, asking for your blessings upon our congregation. May we be a source of light and love in our community, sharing the true meaning of Christmas with those around us. We praise specifically for our pastor and deacons. Lord, grant us strength, wisdom, and discernment as we lead our church. May we feel your presence guiding our decision and empowering us to serve faithfully. We also lift up those in our church family who are not feeling well. Comfort them in their time of need, bringing healing to their bodies and peace to their minds. Surround them with love and support from our congregation, reminding them that they are not alone. We pray for our country, Lord. In this season of joy, may we find unity and peace amongst our differences. Help our leaders to govern with wisdom and compassion, and grant us the grace to support one another as a nation. We also intercede for the rest of the world, Lord. We remember those who are suffering, whether from conflict, poverty, or illness. Comfort the brokenhearted, provide for the needy, and bring hope to the hopeless. May the message of your peace and goodwill resonate across all nations, fostering understanding and kindness. Romans 15:7 says, "Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you. For the glory of God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for our visitors. Fill them with faith, inspire them with hope, and lead them in love. Guide them to the path that they should take as we celebrate this Christmas. May our hearts be open to the needs of others, sharing the love and hope that comes from you. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen."
Amen. Thank you, Sally. We're going to have a duet now sung by Penny and Jill. It was a song written by one of our members, Val Gregson, and the song is called Away from the Crowd.
Prayer has always been a key part in undergirding all aspects of our church life. And over the years, we have been blessed by many prayer warriors being part of our congregation. And God gave to them many gifts of faith, words of prophecy, the healing prayer ministry, all that richly blessed us. And one of those faithful prayers was, as Ray has mentioned, Val Gregson, who many of you do remember. Nearly 20 years ago now, she was inspired by God to write several songs, despite she had no music, she had to sing, but no musical training. But God just gave her words and a tune, and she was able to come to Penny, and Penny could put the notes down on paper. And it was a very special time of blessing. And in a moment, one of those special songs, it was a carol that we're going to sing to you. And as you know, well, most of you know, sadly, Val does have quite severe dementia now, and she's no longer able to worship with us. But we wanted just to give thanks for the many ways that God has used her over the years. And I'm sure that the words and the tune of this song will still bless you today. And funny enough, I've just literally, I had my phone app something. It was a message from her daughter, Julie. And yesterday, Penny and I recorded this song while we were rehearsing it. They played it to Val, and she was just, they were all in tears, but happy tears, and she sent it to Val's other daughter, Sue, and she just wanted to say it just touched her, and we pray this song will touch you too, because it was a special gift from God, and pray it will be a gift this morning.
Silence of night, a cry from a baby was heard as the animal
Away from the crowd. Now we're moving on to Bethlehem as the Christmas story unfolds and we sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. This morning we continue to look at the book of Luke in the New Testament, and we're going to have our first reading this morning, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, and Alan is going to come and share that portion of the reading with us. Thank you, Alan.
The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was room for them in the inn.
We sing together Silent Night. And Catherine is going to come forward and sing the first verse for us. Thank you, Catherine.
Good morning, everyone. We'll sing Silent Night, the glory of God.
Catherine, bless you. Thank you very much. And now, Rangela is going to come forward and we're going to have our second reading, which is Luke chapter 2 and verses 8 to 20. Brenda is reading for us as well.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause a great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which they were just as they had been told. Amen.
Thank you both. We sing before we hear the word of God, while shepherds watched their flocks by night. Shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. God said he for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. You in David town this day are born of David's line, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view display, all meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger lay. Forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, who thus addressed a joyful song: "All glory be to God on high, and to be peace, good will henceforth from him to men, live and there." Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, Lord, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of your holy word this morning. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been considering the songs of Christmas. Mary's song was about the pure joy of total commitment. Zechariah's song was about the praise that comes from taking God seriously. Today we're going to look at the song of the angels. And this song was a song of good news. I'd like us just to share in a few thoughts that Alan and Veronica and Brenda read to us a short while ago. As our scripture verse tells us, the shepherds are on the hillside during the night of Jesus Christ's birth. They expected nothing unusual. Life goes on, as it were. They were doing the same routines, looking after meticulously their sheep, looking after them and protecting them. And they were just being faithful in their duties. But then they had the encounter, as our scripture verse tells us, with the angels. And it was a special message that the angels had to give to the shepherds. Angels, as many of us will probably know, were messengers from God. And in the Old Testament of the Bible and the New Testament, angels, we read about them constantly, and they had very important messages from God to bring to certain people and certain communities. But I'd like to share just three brief thoughts for you on this fourth Advent Sunday. As we look at this message that the angels brought to the shepherds, first of all, it was a message that was personal. It was a message that was personal. We see that in verses 10 and 11. It was a message that spoke immediately to the needs of their hearts. Because as you can imagine, they were afraid. As I just said, every day was basically the same for these shepherds. They did the same thing every day, every night. All of a sudden, this whole situation came upon them, and they were naturally afraid. And of course, fear has been traveling throughout the centuries, and a lot of people are afraid this very day, this very hour, for various reasons. Some people are afraid of the past, what has happened. Some people are afraid of the present, of what they're going through. And some people are afraid of the future, what the future will bring. And of course, we don't know what the future will hold. But the angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not," or "Don't be afraid." Don't be afraid. And in those words, it speaks to us of God meeting us where we are. In all our fears and all our tribulations and all our uncertainties, God meets us exactly at our need and helps us. And that's one of the great truths of the gospel, isn't it? One of the great truths where we put our faith and trust in a God that gives us peace and stability. Fear not. So this Christmas time, this very day, this very hour, very minute, if we're fearful, then God can give us the peace that we yearn, the peace that will help us. And of course, the Saviour was available. And when we look to the word Saviour, Saviour of the world, which we often sing and talk about at Christmas time, what does the word actually mean? Well, it means a person who saves, rescues and delivers. The word saviour is very significant. The word means to make safe, to preserve, to make alive. So in that small word, saviour, the connotations, the meanings are so greater and so much more meaningful. So this was a message that was personal to the shepherds. It's for you. And of course, it's a message for us here today at Underhill. For you, it's a message for you. It's a song of good news. But secondly, in verse 14, we notice it was a message of praise. And that's a word is often used at this Christmas time. Praise in verse 14. Because we have so much to thank God for. So much to thank God for. Everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we hold close to our hearts, we give thanks to God. A God who supplies our needs. A God that sustains us and helps us day by day, moment by moment. And as part of this song of good news, that was the message to the shepherds. The Saviour is coming, and he will supply all your needs, help you, guide you, and in many ways sustain you. Glory to God in the highest. We give so much. We have so much to thank God for. And also our faith in God, because it's a personal faith. It's a relationship, and we give God thanks for that. And the peace, once again, that he gives us. Because in verse 14, there's that word again, peace on earth and goodwill. All made possible by a baby in a manger. And of course, as Jesus grew older, that peace and the opportunity to know God personally came on Calvary, the Easter story, when he died on the cross, and we were allowed to have our forgiveness of sins and allowed to know God personally. So what did the shepherds learn from the angels? They could know the Saviour personally. God wasn't far away anymore. God was coming to earth to experience all the hurt and the sorrow and the pain and the suffering. He knows exactly how we're feeling. Sometimes, don't we know? We know, don't we, that we can say to someone, I know exactly how you feel. But sometimes we don't know exactly how that person's feeling. Because we're all different. We react and cope with things in a different way. I can understand people saying that. I know exactly how you're feeling. I can understand that. But we don't really, but God does. And he came to earth as a baby, grew up as a young man to die a cruel death on the cross, that he could know us and we could know him and God personally. So the shepherds learned from the angels they could know the Saviour personally. They could have a walk with him that would glorify God, and they could have personal peace. I wonder this Christmas time, not just for us here, but for our friends and our family, would you like to have what the shepherds found at the manger? The same Christ invites us to himself today, and let us respond to his love. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we join in with the hymn of praise of the heavenly host. We worship you on this Christmas time, choosing you our first priority today above the glitter and the busyness of the season. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Your Son's birth, life, and death reveal your justice, your holiness, your mercy, and your wisdom. We praise you. Peace on earth. Your Son has brought a peace which passes all understanding. Peace between a holy God and sinful men and women. May that peace rest in our hearts today as we keep our eyes fixed on you. Goodwill towards men. Your kindness and mercy to us in Christ is beyond words. We praise you and we bless you. Amen. And now we sing a song which is a familiar tune. It's called Many Years Ago, and it's to the tune of Jingle Bells. Oh, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's sing together. And we'll stand for this one, I think. We'll stand. Chelsea. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth, and sinners reconciled. My fellow ye nations, rise, join the triumph on the sky. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Of the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The ever-blind heaven adore, as the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Raised as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. All the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the Prince of Peace, Heaven, Son of Righteousness, Light and Light, all he brings, thrilled with healing in his wings. But he lays his glory by, all that men no more may die, all to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. All the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Wonderful. Now we're going to have the family song. It's Christmas banner waving time. Christmas edition. Oh, tambourines. Do sit down if you would like to. You don't have to remain standing. Brenda's got a... Okay, we ready.
Stand up.
Stand up, Jingle Bells.
No fear Have you heard Christ is born today?
Go and see him lying there in a manger filled with hay.
Hey!
Then the sky came alive.
Angels everywhere.
That was wonderful, thank you. Just like to say, before we share the grace together, I would just like to say thank you for coming today, but also for those who are unable to be here on Christmas Day, have a wonderful Christmas and a peaceful New Year. Love to all your family and friends, and yeah, we'll see you in the New Year for those that can't make it on Christmas Day. So have a great Christmas, and now we're going to share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Just to remind you, teas and coffees are at